Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go!
What's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, let's check in with everybody. Let's go around the room. I didn't know if I wanted to cry or laugh when he signed my ball with Larry Bird's autograph.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Eddie!
Oh, man. Dude, I waited a long, long time to watch this movie, and now that I've seen it, I'm like, what a terrible movie.
What was it?
The Bling Ring. Like, we've talked
about
it.
The people that robbed the celebrities' houses?
Yeah, we've talked about it for years. And I'm like, ooh, it came out what? Like in the early 2000s? And I'm like, I'm going to watch this someday.
2013 is what it says.
Oh, yeah, 2013. And I finally watched it the other night. Dude, it is terrible.
The movie or what they did wasn't that interesting?
No, what they did is amazing. That's why I always wanted to watch it. I mean, they broke into so many celebrities' houses in Hollywood. It did all kinds of stuff. Paris Hilton's houses.
How'd
amazing.
They get in?
The doors, every house had a door unlocked. Every house.
That's so how they robbed them?
They would just go around and check all the doors?
They would just go and, ooh, this sliding door is open. Let's go on in.
No way.
And sometimes they wouldn't even steal. They would just hang out in the house and act like they were the celebrity. I mean, the story is unbelievable, but the movie was just them doing it over and over and over. There was no cops at all. There was no, like, that scene where the investigators are like, hey, what do we have here? Like, do we know who it is? Nothing like that. It was just them going to every house and doing what they do.
Terrible movie.
Terrible movie.
Crazy story.
Dude, it's crazy. And I think there's a new documentary.
That's what I was going to say. Did you watch a movie or was it a documentary?
No, this is the original movie that they made with Emma Thompson. No.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Emma Watson's
But I won't be watching it.
Don't watch. It's a waste of time.
Next up, the sale of the pallet items will most likely never be complete, but we were impressed that he put some of them in a spreadsheet. Lunchbox!
When you go to a concert, it's your decision. Stand up, sit down, whatever you want to do. The artist should not be up on stage scolding you. And Madonna found out the hard way.
I saw this.
She is in the middle of her concert and some woman is sitting down. And Madonna starts going, why are you sitting down?
Here you go.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Clearly incorrect. Sorry about that.
She was in a wheelchair.
She was in a wheelchair.
This is terrible. Madonna.
She said, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Politically incorrect.
Oh,
sorry
my goodness. That is so, like, awful. She
That's
has a
cringy.
Choice to sit down anyway. Like, she doesn't have to stand up.
Yeah.
And then to point at her, and then everybody's going, wheelchair, wheelchair. She's like, politically incorrect.
That is cringe for sure. That hurts. I saw the headline, and the video started playing. I couldn't watch the video.
That was terrible.
Because it made me just cringe.
Well, then she just goes back to her concert.
Yeah, what do you do?
All right, next up, Dr. Lori appraised her Madame Alexander dolls and find out they're worth some money, but some of them were missing limbs, which made it pretty funny. It's Amy!
So I was in a meeting the other day, and I had a headache, and it was kind of like one of the headaches that's like all the way around your head, and I guess it's called a tension headache, because one of the girls there was like, oh, yeah, I get tension headaches sometimes, and I didn't have any pain reliever. So she said put a pencil between, like that.
Yeah.
And that just, like, kind of keep it there gently. You don't, like, bite down super hard, but that it should eventually, like, give some relief.
Is it because you're giving light tension to the tension? I don't understand.
Yeah, so I Googled it later because I was like, wait, what is behind this? And according to doctors, gripping a pencil between your teeth can potentially relieve the tension in the head. You just have to simply put it there, not bite down, and it'll relax the jaw, so it'll stop sending spasms of stress and tension to the head.
If you use your finger.
Oh, that'll hurt.
Well, that way you don't bite all the way down. Yeah. But it would look weird in a meeting.
Yeah, like you can kind of have a pencil in your mouth during a meeting. But I just thought, well, I don't know if it worked because it was really relaxing me, or placebo effect because I thought it was going to work. It started to work. Either way, I'll take it.
Put a pencil. What about a pen? It doesn't matter.
I'm sure it's whatever you have.
Got it. Just making sure. All right. Raymundo, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's a great tipper all the time, so usually the waiters get in line. Bobby Bones.
Woo. Thank you. Hey, question. When is too old, honestly, to wear Jordans?
Never.
Never.
Okay, if that's the answer, that's fine. I did a speaking engagement last week, and I have on one of my favorite pair of Jordans. They're ones, and someone's like, hey, dude, you're too old to wear Jordans.
Who said that?
Somebody on Instagram. No. So I just really was wondering, like, at what age is too old to wear Jordans? Maybe there isn't one. Because I feel like those are casual dress shoes. They're clean. I don't wear them often. But they are tennis shoes, but I would never play ball in them because they're not really made for that. Too old for Jordans at what age? I feel like you'd be 70 and wear them.
Yes. There are no restrictions to what you wear. Like,
well, sometimes. I mean, right. I think there are certain things people wear. You're like...
Okay, bathing suits. Got it.
But I mean, let's say, I don't know, what's something that kids would wear now?
A hoodie? You can wear that when you're 90.
Or a jersey.
Wear a jersey when you're 90.
I think you can wear whatever, too. But I'm saying generally when the public would start to judge you.
Dude, you do you, man. Okay. You look good in your Jordans.
I'm going to anyway. I'm just saying.
That's a great question.
I didn't think there was on those shoes specifically, I didn't think there was a max age. I thought they're kind of universal.
And you're about to be 44?
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Khaled, isn't he the one that has to get carried because of his Jordans?
Yeah, but he's also...
He's 48. Yeah. Just saying, he's still rocking them.
I hear you. Okay, well, I feel good then. Morgan, what do you think? You're the youngest.
No, I don't think you're ever too old for Jordans. Those are like a classic shoe to me. They're a tennis shoe.
See, I feel that way too. They're a classic shoe.
Yeah.
I guess if I were wearing...
Uh-oh. Like something newer?
Not even a newer tennis shoe, but there are certain dress shoes that are... You need to kind of be in your 20s to wear.
Like what?
Like really loud... Like Prada type shoe. You're just like, nah, you're too old for that.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh.
Because there are definitely clothes that older people shouldn't wear that young people do wear.
What about like tall black boots? Like for women? You think they can wear those?
No, as long
always?
As you got the body to go with it, we're good.
So it's only body specific.
Well, yeah.
That's relative.
Do I have the body for Jordans?
I have no idea.
Okay, just asking. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I used to smoke, and more than a few years ago, we switched to vaping and then eventually quit together. Recently, he started vaping again. It's driving me nuts. He's constantly puffing on his vape like it's attached to his hand. There's a permanent cloud of vapor in our living room. It's getting on my last nerve. I'm trying to be understanding because I do understand a bit. But I don't want to be that nagging wife. But I also didn't sign up for living in a 24/7 vape shop. How do I bring this up without causing a huge fight? Should I just ask him to take it outside or address the whole bad habit? Signed, wife of a vapor. Yeah, that's tough. I'm going to go to Lunchbox first on this one. Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Ah, man, wait, listen. Let the vape vape. Like, just you're married, so vape it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to divorce him over it.
Yet.
Right? Is that divorce worthy?
Probably not just that, but I guess if it's kind of the gateway into just being like, ah, screw it, I'm going to do what I want. But you're right. You're not going to divorce from it.
Right.
Okay, let the vape vape, he says. Eddie.
I think eventually he'll get to the point where, like, he's going to quit vaping. You just have to let him get there.
Oh, so exhaust him of vaping.
Well, no. I mean, she was a vapor, so she understands,
and
right?
So was he.
Exactly.
Right. I know, but I'm telling you, once he kind of feels isolated, it's like those smokers that, like, I started smoking to hang out with people in the balcony, and now no one smokes, so I'm up here by myself. I think eventually he'll get to the point where, like, I should probably stop vaping. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. It could be 4 years. But eventually, he will stop.
But part of her issue is the house smells and looks like vape all the time.
Yeah, but she was a part of that, too. So yeah,
Was. And they agreed together. Okay, I hear you. That is your opinion.
That's my opinion.
Amy?
I think you can absolutely set boundaries around this. Like, this is something that, you know, if someone wants to, I don't know, what's one of, like, another habit? Like,
they're dip.
Maybe y'all ate.
Oh, dip.
Okay, dip. Even, that's still going to be annoying, but you don't smell that. I mean, I guess if you have to kiss them and stuff, or you find dip cups around the house. Yeah. These are things that can be gross and disruptive. But if someone's like, look, you're addicted to the, well, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not addicted to the game thing that you do on TikTok.
Not addicted.
You're not yet.
Not addicted.
Okay. Well, so there's some things people do. It doesn't disrupt.
I'm addicted. Hi, I'm Bobby, and I'm an addict.
It doesn't disrupt the house. Like, but your it game doesn't right. make the house smell.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, whatever. This is something where she absolutely has every right to set a boundary. And I think in a calm way, she could also share with him some of the side effects.
Don't do that.
Like all the pictures and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a picture of your lungs.
Whenever I caught, I didn't even catch. I did not know that my husband dipped at all. When we were first married, he was a pilot in the Air Force, and I was cleaning his flight suit, and I found a can of dip. And I thought, well, whose is this?
Somebody left their dip in my husband's pants.
In his flight suit. And come to find out, a lot of pilots in the Air Force were dipping because they did it to stay awake. But he would do it all the time. And so I printed out pictures of people missing half their face because they got like jaw cancer or something. And it didn't help, but...
You know why I don't think it helped, honestly?
It didn't. I'm not recommending you do that.
No, but that's not bad for like a kid, maybe.
I was 26, 27 years old.
But I would think that he, as an adult, fully formed brain, would go, I know that that's a really severe example of the worst case, and odds are if I dip forever, it's not still not going to be that. Because what you're doing is showing the worst case.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like it. That's a good approach. I think with a kid, that's a good approach.
Here was also the big mistake, is he was... like Special Forces, Air Force. I think that in their mind, they're like, do you know what we do on a regular basis? And you're going to like show me half of a
face.
That's
true. Because I'm not worried about my
dog.
Like,
they see half face people.
Like, or just like, this is not the scariest thing I do.
Yeah.
Like I do far more difficult things. And I'm like, okay, fine. Use the dip to stay awake.
She starts dipping with him. Okay. So here's what I would say. I don't think you're going to convince him to not vape, right? Because he's just going to hide it from you otherwise. What I would say, I wouldn't even say rule, but the boundary that I would negotiate is, I'm not going to vape. We quit. I would love if you didn't vape, but I'm not going to tell you not to because I know for some reason, stress, whatever, you're vaping. But you have to do it outside because it makes our house smell bad, and I'm embarrassed when people come over, like for that reason. And I think that's probably where you can go, and that he will go and be annoyed at first. Well, I pay for the house too. But I don't think that's too much to ask because it's not just about him. It's not just about you. It's about what your house looks like. Also, I would still ask him at times, could you vape a little less? Don't nag. But I think if you could express that in a way that doesn't make him defensive, I think that would work. You may never get him to quit vaping, but at least the one positive step is outside. And then maybe he gets so annoyed having to go outside, especially in the winter, that he's like, screw it, I'm not vaping for a while. Then he's done. But I think that's probably your best step.
You could come up with other fun activities to do together to take his mind off vaping.
Activities?
Yeah, activity. Yeah, doing it. It's about
in
it.
In the bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about it. I was like, hey, I'm going to vape. Oh. Or.
You do this.
Yes. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you very much. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Eddie, what's up?
Yeah, we got an email at work. Somebody in the building said that there's been a car in the garage parked for over a week and it needs to be moved. And they described the car and it was a Nissan. So I'm like, oh my gosh, Lunchbox.
A Nissan car.
The Altima broke down. And now Lunchbox has abandoned his car in the parking garage.
Your car doing okay, Lunchy?
Car's great. Eddie's just trying to create, it's clickbait Eddie right now.
Did you not see the email?
Yeah, it said the exact type of car. It was like a Nissan ZRX something.
Oh, his ain't a ZR, dude.
Oh, what is ZR? They're nice.
It sounds...
And it has a cover over it. Like they're storing it for months, like without running it. So, I mean, it had all the description in there. So Eddie was just trying to get something, you know, like clickbait. Needed something. He's like, I'll just write this up, but no, the Ultima's good, man. Okay.
Don't act like we, like.
People... I got clickbait from Lunchbox, too, don't worry.
Oh, okay. Well, don't act like, Ray left his car down there forever. They had to tell him, like, hey, man, that's got to go.
True.
Right, but they gave you the exact type of car it was.
I didn't see the description. I just saw Nissan.
Then let's do this. I want to read to you guys bits that I know you guys have sent as just, like, clickbait. And Ray's the original clickbait Ray. So, clickbait. This one's from Lunchbox.
Uh-oh.
He wants to talk about how he's beefing with a country artist. Complete clickbait. Go ahead, Lunch.
I am beefing with an artist, Miranda Lambert, because I walk in the office the other day and there's two brand new pair of boots. And one is to Bobby and one is to Caitlin. And it says, thank you so much for your on-air support of the Mutt Strut, you know, sale that I have every year. And I'm like, what? Caitlin has nothing to do with that. She doesn't come on here and promote it. She doesn't have anything to do with this show. I know she's Bobby's wife, but she is not the one that helps do that.
So I'm going to say there's no way in the world he'd really be mad about this. This is just him wanting to...
No. If you're going to give free boots to people
that promote it... It's not free boots. We donated money. Too.
We're part of the show.
No, we also donated money as well.
So by support, like she means money support.
Bobby and Caitlin.
We put her on the air, yes. Got and then it. We also donated money. We often donate
makes sense.
To Miranda's cause. And I think even he probably thought that a bit.
No, I did not know that.
Okay, but is this clickbait Lunchbox going, I'm beefing with an artist? When yes.
Because I was annoyed. I was like, what did she do to promote the thing? Like, I'm not to be rude, but you're the one that promoted it.
You
like,
never not- do not to be rude. So this is how we know you're clickbaiting. Never in your life have you said not to be rude.
I was frustrated. I was like, man, why does Caitlin get a free pair of boots for doing nothing?
Here's what it says. It's a card from Miranda. Bobby, thanks for always... talking about Mutt Nation and also for your support on the rescue. Here's the best, Miranda. And it's
always talking about it. Caitlin doesn't talk about it.
We donated money too. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, now it didn't say anything about thanks for the money donation. I didn't know that.
Who says that? It said thanks for the support. It didn't say thanks for the money donation.
The dollar amount.
Yes. Okay. Well.
Yeah. And here, let me tell you the article, Eddie. The email was said Black Nissan 370Z. That was the title of the email.
For sure, clickbait from Eddie too. But
thank you.
You're the same. Okay, I got boots from Miranda. And look. Sign.
Wow.
Are those your size? Those are nice.
I'm not going to wear them.
Let me see.
These are her boots.
And plus, she did say that she was going to send those.
Yeah, I asked. I said, would you sign
them? Yeah, but to both of them, that's what I'm saying. When it says, thank you for the support on air.
Hold on. Now Amy's trying to steal my boots.
They're cute. See?
I had Miranda sign them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Those were hers right when she emptied out her closet.
These are game-worn Miranda boots.
Yeah.
Like ball players, like game-signed LeBrons. Oh, I just started opening Caitlin's, and I probably shouldn't have done that. I should probably
That's
should have
Caitlin's,
let her open
man.
It. I'll just tell her it came open. All right, Caitlin's. Oh, man, those are cool.
Oh, cute.
Caitlin will like these, and these are not signed, so I can't keep them.
Oh, yeah, those are real cute. They're denim boots.
High boots.
Did Lunchbox want those? I don't understand.
I would like a free pair of boots. I don't know. I didn't
her
look in the
boots,
box.
Though. You know they're
Lunchbox,
her boots.
The show that we did with her? It's all her boots that she had in her closet that she's worn.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they were like for you to wear.
Clickbait. Done.
No, guys.
So both of you guys, I get it.
I literally had no idea. I just saw brand new boots, two brand new boxes, and I was like, well, okay, I don't understand why.
You didn't even ask any questions. So thank you, Clickbait Eddie.
Well, part of
who would I ask?
Hey.
Miranda and her, me and her were beefing, so I couldn't ask her at that point.
Go ahead.
Part of my clickbait is that I have a solution for Lunchbox in his car, but you guys will never ask what that is.
What is it?
It's a huge solution.
What is it?
I got a buddy of mine who opened a car garage, and he turns old cars into electric cars. So he said...
Would you want to spend the money on that to make an electric car, though?
Well, I don't know. If he wants the Ultima to run for the rest of his life, this now can run for the next 20 years.
That's cool.
Electric Ultima. It'll be one of one.
Electrima.
Exactly.
Electrima.
Lunchbox, you interested?
If he's going to do it for free,
why would it be free?
Well, he might for
The dealers, the Nissan, they told me they'd get me a new engine for $8,000. But, I mean, that's not...
Once the engine goes out, the spark plug's going to go out, the carburetor's going
to
go out.
I'm clickbaited out. Thank you guys for both trying to get something on the air. And you guys weren't even that upset or...
I was not happy. I was not going to listen anymore, Miranda. We weren't going to play it on the show.
She came on the show in the interview you were part of. You were there.
Yeah, yeah, but that was the last one she was going to be on.
Oh, you were going to ban her from the show?
Yep, because I was upset about being treated that way. But now that I know you donated money, I really don't have an argument because I didn't donate money.
All right, thank you. Thank you, clickbaiters.
No problem.
All right. Mike, we should start keeping track of all the crap they send us. It's just a clickbait segment.
Oh, that's every day.
It's every day.
That's not true.
Not so much from Amy, honestly. Not so much from Amy. But between all the rest of you guys, it's like you sit home and you're like, man, I really wish I could contribute to the show. How about this? I saw the light today. I thought I might have died.
How do you angle it, though?
It turns out Eddie's light flickered when he turned it on and the light bulb went out.
Well, they are inspiring me.
To think
of better headlines.
Yeah. Right, thank you. This is stupid. You guys are still loved, but this was stupid.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Tango's been a good dog, but he's terminally ill. He's in a hospice. And he's being cared for by people that take care of older dogs. And that part of it sucks. But the house where Tango is staying, there was a burglary attempt. And Tango went Toby Keith, which is, I'm not as good as I once was.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm as good once as I ever was.
He's older.
And Tango, who doesn't have a lot of energy, got up and went crazy barking. So the homeowners were like, that doesn't sound normal of Tango. And the burglar wasn't all the way in the house yet. He had just like, and so they came down and Tango saved them. And luckily the burglar didn't like attack. The burglar ran off. So that's awesome. It's the Golden Paw Hospice Foster Program, which people take care of these dogs. And Tango saved the house.
Golden Paw.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
That's cute.
Man, big shout out, Tango.
Yeah, yeah. Man. They say like get a dog because just the bark alone could really like save your house or save
case,
you.
You just get a
Sound machine.
True. Tango, big shout out. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right. My cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/CircleCard.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank.
Barbara, good to talk to you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
My pleasure, Bobby.
We just had a deal on the show. We had a PhD in education come in, and she tested a lot of us for dyslexia, and it was a pretty emotional show, because you're talking about we're four adults, and two of the four, and again, it wasn't so much a bit as it was a learning experience on the air that ended up being a compelling segment, but two of the four needed to have what she said was an intermission for dyslexia, because Eddie on our show, he was like, I think I might be dyslexic, and I just never had it ever diagnosed as a kid. So she was a PhD in education, and she said, I'll come up and test you guys what I do with kids usually. And so two of the four of us were diagnosed with dyslexia. Do you have dyslexia?
Of course. But, you know, most people find out they have dyslexia when they have children and it's diagnosed in their own children. They recognize themselves. But until they recognize it in themselves as adults, they think they're stupid. That's the damage that's done by dyslexia. Nobody's as enlightened or told that. It doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you have a different way of learning.
And I'm glad you said that, because Amy, who's my co-host here, whenever she found out and she started to see that some of these things that were seemingly easy to others were a struggle to her, not because she didn't know something, it's how she was interpreting it. She started to get emotional and cry because she felt like what you weren't.
I think, there were several layers to it. Some of it was vulnerable doing it on air and like feeling exposed in a way, but also relief, because I'm like, oh,
yes,
okay.
Like
this makes sense. Now I get why high school, college, even, you know, going back junior high is such a struggle for me. Mm-hmm. And I did have a narrative, Barbara, that I was, stupid. I mean, there was just times where I thought, well, you know, this is my story in my head, and it would loop over and over, even though I would try to do therapy and fight it. But now there's an explanation, and now hopefully I can do something about it.
Yeah, how was that for you when you were when you found out you were dyslexic?
Well, initially, when I found out I was dyslexic, I was relieved officially, but I knew I was dyslexic as a kid, or at least I knew I was dumb as a kid. But let me tell you something. It wasn't until I was older that I realized what an advantage it was. It was an advantage being in school early and being made fun of. It was an advantage being rejected and getting over it. It was an advantage in being different than other kids and being okay as an outsider that you didn't fit in. And it was an advantage in growing you up really fast. But fortunately, I had a secret weapon, which was my mom, who told me, you can't read, don't worry about it, but you have a wonderful imagination and you'll fill in all the blanks. And she was right. I mean, she built up the part of me that was the gift of dyslexia, my imagination, which is definitely a gift. And with that, I was able to really create ideas, businesses, people, see things differently than other people. You know, you have so many gifts as a dyslexic adult, especially if you're building a business, because you can recognize talented people. You have more empathy in people. You know how to read a situation because you're intuitive much more than the average learner. There's so many advantages, and you're accustomed to being an outsider. And in business, that turns into an innovator, which has been my greatest gift.
Which I'm so thankful that you're on with us today, because we just had this. We had a lot of parents that were listening where they're having to address this with their kids.
I gotta ask you, what question she asked?
So they did, it was like a four part. It took us a while. It took us a whole hour. One of the parts was there was an entire sheet and there were like 200 letters and numbers, but some of them were just backward. And you had to go through, you had 90 seconds to circle as many that were backward as possible.
Oh.
And so that was a part of it. There was a reading
words.
Part of that, different words.
That was
how embarrassing. That's the worst part.
That's when I cried, Barbara.
Yeah, that's when she cried.
You should cry because it runs so deep. That's sore.
And so many parents were, you know, I'm glad you're here because you're wildly successful and you're someone who was dyslexic and found the advantage to it because you did have to approach things differently and in a way that other people hadn't. And when you pave a new way, that's often what leads to success.
Yeah. So if you're dyslexic, the right field for you to go in is to be an entrepreneur. My businesses that I've invested in on Shark Tank, I always look for the losers as kids, the kids that got judged hard by their parents or teachers and didn't think they were going to go anywhere. If I get a loser in my portfolio, they always become the winners. They try harder. They have something to prove. It's their forte. They're out in the real world. They get specialized in one thing and they do it better than anybody else. Dyslexics are the way to go if you want to make money in business. In entrepreneurship, that is. I in a corporate environment, forget about it. You don't get promoted. You have to learn like other people learn.
I want to talk about Barbara in Your Pocket because it's so cool. Yeah. And it's, and you know, my wife subscribes to a few different people on Patreon. And so you're doing Barbara in Your Pocket on Patreon. So people can actually come on as part of it and do live Q&As with you.
Of course. You know why it's so important? Because entrepreneurs within starting out, they might look like they know what they're doing. They start out that way, but in short order, they start doubting themselves. What I think you need more than the actual hardcore business advice, like how to get the money, how to manage your cash flow, how to manage your day, all those topics I address. But you know, the one I address the most is how do you believe in yourself? How do you feel like you're entitled to be rich? You're entitled to make something of yourself. You're entitled to show off and say, look what I've done. And it comes harder to women even than men, but everybody struggles with that. Entrepreneurs need a lot of help. And usually they start out as a party of one. They don't have a sounding board. Their doubts are quiet. They don't want to bring them up and they don't want to admit failure and they don't like to ask for help. I shove my help at them, try to anticipate what they're going to do, listen to their question, then really read behind the question and give them the right answer that they can move forward. I think it's so essential. You know, not everybody has a mentor. I'm a good mentor. I know how to build businesses and it's easy for me to rip off and tell them what they ought to be doing. And the really good ones always listen and execute right away. I'm just crazy about it. I think it makes a big difference.
You guys can go to BarbaraInYourPocket.com and she has this Patreon community that you can subscribe to. With Shark Tank and it, I mean, season 15, do you ever feel like I just invested in a whole lot of businesses, I'm good? But you got to go back and do the show.
You have to remember the good businesses that you invested in. The ones that didn't make it, you're right off. You know what I have in my office? I have all the pictures of every entrepreneur I ever invested in. And when I don't think they have the talent or they're a victim and feel sorry for themselves, I see that in the progress along the way or lack of progress. I turn their picture upside down. So I always know when somebody's calling me and wants help, wants me immediately, I look at the wall and see, are they upside down when I forget? And I talk to the people that are right side up because they're my winners.
Amy has a question for you that she was nervous about asking. I don't know what the question is going to be.
Amy is nervous, I doubt it.
Yes, she is nervous because she has a vulnerable question, but you can have it if you want to ask it.
Oh, yeah. No, typically I'm not to speak on anything, but I was married for 17 years and got a divorce last year. I never handled finances in our marriage at all whatsoever. I didn't even know how to log into our bank accounts. Not proud of that. But I... obviously, the last several months, I've had no choice but to get heavily involved. And we have two kids. I wanted to stay put in the house that we're in. But, you know, the real estate market got a little crazy and our house went up a significant amount. So I was buying him out of our house at the highest amount possible.
Yeah, it's even gone. Timing.
Yeah, it was horrible timing, actually, especially for what we bought it for. So yay him. But I'm the one that chose to stay there. Like, and then, you know, he went and bought a different house. So this is just us splitting it 50-50. But I took out a HELOC to get the cash to do that. And because I wasn't involved and I wasn't paying attention, I just kind of thought, oh, well, I need a lot of cash. I'll do this. And it was at 8%. And ooh. Now that I'm involved, Barbara, I am sitting down and I'm looking at numbers. And in my mind, for months, I have been paying towards this HELOC, but because it's 8%, I realized it hasn't budged at all. So I've been paying towards the interest. And I don't know if I just was doing what I needed to do to survive at the moment, or if there's another road for me, or what I should do, or if you have any advice on how to get it down.
Just a different way of looking at it. 10 years from now, you're going to look at yourself and say, thank God. I bought the house because you're looking at value now, what it was in the past. Your memory is your deficit. You can't help but to measure against what's come before. Gets in the way of me investing in property. I think, gee, I should have gotten that building last year for $1.5 million. And now I have to pay $2 million. Why would I want to do that? The new kid on the block comes in and pays the $2 million and makes a fortune 5-10 years from now when it's worth $7 million, you know? So your deficit is that you're remembering, comparing it to what you bought before. But in 10 years, 5 years, that housing market is going to go crazy across the board and you'll be making more money. About the interest rates and not paying down your principal so well, that's the way loans work. They hardly pay down the principal for the first 5 years. You're killing yourself. It's mostly interest you're paying. You can't change that. And you're only paying 1% more than the current market. Can you refinance it? 1% makes about a 10% difference in your monthly payment. Would that make a life change for you? You might be obsessing over something that isn't as important as you think it is. What do you say about that?
Oh, I feel a lot of comfort hearing you say that, because I think now that I'm just new to getting involved, and I'm thankful that my mortgage in this HELOC it's my only debt at the moment. So I'm just gonna take your advice. Yeah, and I can. So. Yeah, thank you for that. That's comforting to hear. Like, I don't need to obsess over it. But I am proud of myself for being involved.
Next time you get married, make sure you do a prenup. And if you forget about it, then do a postnup after you get married. That's very important for women.
Or do them both, Amy. You should do them both, pre and a post.
A postnup is a thing?
It's postnuptials.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I just never heard of anybody doing a postnup.
Barbara does one every week. A new one every week.
That's my husband's.
Yeah. Eddie, you have a question for Barbara.
I do. Barbara, so I have a smoking chicken business called Producer Eddie's Smoking Hot Chicken. And by business...
Cool name.
Thank you. See, she likes it. And by business, I mean I just kind of make really, really good smoked chickens, sell it to my friends and family, basically. Mm-hmm. I want to turn this into...
A hobby and a business maybe, huh?
Totally, yes. And I want to make this into a legit business, but everyone I talk to is like, man, food is really dangerous. Like, it's just really risky to go in on food. What is your opinion on going into a food business?
Oh, listen, my best investments are all food businesses. I love the individuals that run them because they're usually caring people that want to feed people. They're nice people and they just do business well and have people respond well to them. So forget about a food business being a bad business. They're profitable. I think the hard thing is going to be from you to move from your family and friends, figure out your cost, your hard cost really well, your shipping costs, figuring out how to get online, figuring how to advertise it, which eats away at your profit. But if you can figure that model out, why not try it? What do you want to do? You want to be an old guy 10 years from now and you want to say, I wish I should have, could have? No. You want to try it and push it as fast as you can. I mean, it's a good name. If it's a good recipe, other people are going to like it, unless all your family and friends are lying to you. Are they lying?
I don't think so.
No,
Bones.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Go for three final
questions for Barbara Corcoran, which, by the way, go to barbarainyourpocket.com and you can see all about her new Patreon community where you can do live Q&As with her and so much more. Lunchbox, a question for Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank.
Yeah, so there's businesses you pass on the show. Are you allowed to, outside of the show, to keep following them and then approach them later if you say, you know what, I made a mistake, and go after that business?
It's a great theory, but let me tell you, the minute that door closes and that business is out the door, I never think about them again. I mean, there was one business in season one, believe it or not, that has stuck with me, but the people have long passed away, which I did pursue after the fact. It was two old people having underwear lined with charcoal that if they had gas, you couldn't smell the gas. I thought, what a stupid business, but it's haunted me for years thinking, gee, that's a great business. Who wants to be smelly all the time? But those people are long gone. That's the only one, I swear. Usually they're gone. There's so much on Shark Tank. So many businesses walk through the door. So many new opportunities that you can't really regret anything that you've passed on.
Final two questions for you, Barbara. With Mark Cuban leaving, how do you feel about that? And how's it going to affect the show?
Brokenhearted. He's big shoes to fill. They're going to really have to hunt to get somebody to fill his shoes. Mark, if you realize it, has so much going for him. Number one, he's got $1 billion. The rest of us are millionaires. Having $1 billion means he buys a lot more business, a lot more activity. That's one. He's got a big personality. He's a lovely man. What you see is what you get. He's sincere when he works with businesses. He really helps them. Mark is golden. I wish I hadn't married him when I met him, but he was already married because I could still have my hooks in the guy. I sit next to Mark. He does all my math. That's very helpful. As a dyslexic, I can't add things up. I say, hey, Mark, tell me, how's this? What percentage is this? And he always does my math for me. No, I'm going to miss him dearly, but the show will go on, but it's not going to be an easy time replacing Mark Cuban.
Final question for you, Barbara. And by the way, everybody, check out Shark Tank Fridays nationwide, ABC at 8, 7 Central. And again, BarbaraInYourPocket.com, which is a Patreon community with exclusive content and exclusive access to Barbara Corcoran. My question would be with you and your organization, how many unread texts and emails do you have currently, and do you have a rule about unreading them all by a certain point?
Before I go to bed at night, I'm one of these phobic people. I have to read everything. I just can't go to bed without answering stuff. So I read hundreds and hundreds, but I'm really good at it with my one-finger typing, and I've learned how to have short responses.
And do you have 40 or 50 that are just red dotted throughout the day? Like on your email right now, will there be 100 right now if you don't check it for an hour, or 1,000?
Oh, I don't have my phone here, but I would say 30 maybe, I'm guessing. That's almost noontime, right? 30. That's not so bad, right?
That's not a lot of spam. Yeah, mostly it's all spam for me.
I have so many blocks in place, really. Okay.
Well, I just thought of a bonus question that might be something like you would see on Barbara in Your Pocket. And it's an idea that just popped in my head about my loan, Bobby. Because the bank is 8%. Do you want to loan me the money at 3%?
No.
You ask him, Bobby, I could tell looking at him, he's cheap. He's not going to give you the money.
No, not at 3. I'll give it to you at 7.5.
Well, but how do you feel about friends loaning friends money?
Bad idea. You know, you have to decide what's more important, getting the money, the discount, the deal, or losing a friend. In my mind, losing a friend takes a lot more energy to replace them, if ever you really do it, than losing money. I lose money any day. The biggest problem I have being an individual that's positioned as someone with a lot of money is everybody's got a $10,000 problem every day of the week. You know, I used to loan people money all the time. Now, if I have a family or friend or some relation in some way wants $10,000, I give it as a gift because I do not want to lose the friend. When you lend money to a friend, what happens is the equation is off balance. You know, you're the superior person who did the lending, and the person who got the money, as nice as they are, they'll resent it. It ruins the friendship. I've never seen it succeed.
All right, Barbara, thank you. Everybody check out BarbaraInYourPocket.com. Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's do some dude news.
Yeah! Let's go, dudes! Whoa!
It's not normally a place for dude news. We're going to do dude news now. Brought to you by South Dakota. We're all dudes. They didn't even sponsor the segment, but I'm thinking about a dude trip in South Dakota. Yeah. South Dakota for dudes. That's also not there. All right. So we don't allow any girls in our treehouse. It's all just dude news. Dudes talking about dude stuff. Lunchbox, dude news.
It's dudes all the time. Lincoln, Nebraska. A 17-year-old gets pulled over going 117 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the cop's like, dude, what are you? You know you were going 117. He goes, yeah, I only have a 45-minute lunch break. I'm going to hook up with my chick. I got to get there. Can you hurry up with a ticket?
Hey, cop escort.
Dude news. That cop's like,
I got you.
Got to give you a ticket, but woo!
How awesome is that? He just straight up told the cop, I'm going to hook up with my chick. I got 45 minutes. Let's go.
Dude news. That's such a dude thing to do.
Yeah.
Such an idiotic thing to do. It's dude news. Raymundo, dude news.
Hey, dudes, is your romance in a rut?
No.
No, dude.
Okay, well, if it is, experts say to physically take time away from your partner, and that improves the hormones, and it makes you feel more attached and attracted. So, go golf. Go on a dude trip. Take time physically away from your chick. Dudes!
That's why we need to go on that trip, dude.
Dudes!
South Dakota for dudes! Let's go! Eddie, dude news.
So in New Orleans, the cops department, the police, where they keep all the narcotics that they seize, they had a bunch of marijuana in there. Somebody broke in. They tampered with the evidence. There's a bunch of marijuana missing. They looked at the surveillance camera. What did they find? A bunch of rats.
The rats
went in there and started
taking the drugs.
Dude, they started eating all the marijuana. And they found out. They heard Bob Marley playing in the middle of the night.
No, that's not true. But the rats part's true.
Yeah, dude, they're all like, hey, man, what's
dude
up?
Dude news!
That's pretty cool.
Finally, on my dude news, let's talk about sports and money. Let's talk about one guy that has made $411 million.
Oh.
Playing quarterback. Kirk Cousins just signed with a different team. He's been with the, well, the Redskins at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he signed with the Vikings, and he just signed with the Falcons. And he's only won one playoff game ever, but he's made almost $500 million.
Dude, that's awesome. It's like that guy we saw in Vegas. Who was it? The backup quarterback?
Chase Daniels.
Oh, he's made a ton of money.
Yeah, he started like two games
in his
career.
He's only played a couple of games in his career.
And he's made so much money. He's retired now, but
in 2016,
man.
So his first deal was a standard deal, rookie deal coming out. So he's made like $2 or $3 million a year. Mm. But in 2016, he made $19 million. 2017, he made $23 million. 2018, $84 million on a 3-year deal. Then $66 million, then $35 million, and this one's a $180 million deal.
That's so much money.
I'm doing the wrong job.
You couldn't do that job.
He's won one playoff game.
Yeah,
and he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, he gets beat up a lot.
But $411 million through the end of this next contract. Woo! That is crazy. Dude News. Dude News. Brought to you by the Dude State, yeah. South Dakota.
Hey, send that to them. They might
I don't
like
even
it.
Know they want us saying that.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've not talked to anybody from the Visitor Bureau of South Dakota.
I bet you there are a bunch of cool dudes in South Dakota
or
that would love that.
They could be like, awesome jigs. I don't know.
That's true.
Good news. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So Norma Hernandez, she has cancer, and she was upset that she wasn't able to get her nails done before she had to go into the hospital, which I can understand that feeling. I feel like when my mom was in the hospital fighting cancer, a lot of times she wanted to look good, you know, look good, feel good, you know. So she didn't get her nails done. A local nail salon heard about it in Lubbock called Absolute Nails, and they showed up at the hospital to give her a complimentary manicure.
That's awesome. And it's about so much more than the complimentary manicure. It's about the thought and caring enough about it to take part of their day to go help her. And I'm sure it made her feel so much better and cared for. That's a great story. See, you don't have to be a millionaire to affect people's lives. And shout out in Lubbock. What's her name? Let me get my nails done there. What's it called?
Oh, well, her name is Norma, but Absolute Nails
Absolute
is the
nails
salon.
Put that on my calendar. Next time in Lubbock, get nails done.
Yeah, Absolute and then nails. Shout out to Norma's friend Debbie, because that's how Absolute Nails heard about it. She was calling around to different salons to see who could possibly come up to the hospital to help her.
Shout out to everybody, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's a big day for all of us. Big day for Amy. Today is the 10-year anniversary of the Morning Corny. Amy, wow. Congratulations. Yes. So what I have here, let's count them down.
Number five.
So listen to this. These are my favorite Morning Cornies of all time, Amy. Here we go.
Why do cows never have any money?
Why do cows never have any money?
Because farmers milk them dry.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's got to be worth
Amy's pulling air udders in the air to show me what she means. No, I get it.
No. But that's, there's a saying like, oh.
No, I get every part of it.
Hey, they milked me dry of my money. And it's like, that's where.
I thought it was funny. Just because I don't guffaw at laughter doesn't mean I don't like it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's fine. Okay. It's good.
Good.
It's a hard segment for you to do every day because sometimes you just can't win.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. For 10 years we've been doing this. Let's go to the next one.
Number four.
The Morning Corny.
What happened when the computer fell on the floor?
What?
It slipped its disc.
Okay. Here we go. Next one.
Number three.
Two artists went one-on-one in a contest. It ended in a draw. Get it? A draw.
Artists, kind of funny.
Artists, a draw.
You clap.
That was the Morning Corny.
She was selling it hard with that. Clap. That's pretty funny. Okay. I do like that one. Okay, here we go. Number two.
Number two.
When does bread rise?
When does bread rise?
When you yeast expect it.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny. That was one of Eddie's favorites over the years.
I still like that one.
This is one of LB's favorites. This is, by the way, our number one Morning Corny over 10 years because of social on air with the staff. It gets the number one rating, Amy. Here we go.
Number one.
The Morning Corny.
I just realized this might be after dark.
Then I probably wouldn't do it, but you can try it. We'll beep it for you too. Ray, put your finger on the beep button.
What do skinny jeans?
Okay, get your finger on the beep button, Ray. Go ahead. Do it. Run with it.
Okay. What do skinny jeans and motels have in common?
Oh, boy.
This is going to be bad. There's no way this is good. Skinny jeans and motels. Well,
what or cheap hotel that's just not fancy.
Go ahead.
No ballroom.
That was the Morning Corny.
I actually love that one.
That's actually fantastic.
That's really good, Amy.
That'd be the best one I've ever told.
That's really good.
That might be the best one you've ever told.
Okay, well. I didn't know we were going to... Okay, we got to put that on the podcast non-beeped. Can we go... Do we have the version non-beeped from 10 or years? Okay. Because... Okay.
You kind of needed non-beeped.
Kind of needed it, but I get it. Nice job. 10 years, Amy, for you. The Morning Corny. Nice job. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
1,000 horses.
What's up, guys? Michael, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, so we have the whole setup here, the full band's here, and you're good. You keep tuning. You tune along. We'll do the interview while you're tuning.
Sounds cool.
Because they're going to perform. Yeah, it feels like we're actually up to something. Instead of us just sitting around hanging. Michael, how's everything going with you guys?
Man, it's going good.
I saw we were playing your song on the countdown, No News, which is an awesome song.
Thank you.
So the band, is it a bit different now? Did somebody leave?
Yeah, Zach.
You don't have to even say who. If it's controversial, I don't know.
No, it's not controversial.
No, okay.
He's on good terms.
He didn't die.
No, he's doing very well.
He's still alive.
Okay.
He's having another kid.
Got it.
So,
are you guys still out on the road, you know, playing a bunch of shows? Are you heading back out in spring?
We are. We head back out next week.
Yeah. Do you feel like you'd go just as hard now that you're a dad?
No.
Or is it a different hard?
It's a different hard.
Meaning?
You get sleep a little more.
Yeah, because you're not up, not sleeping later.
Yeah.
Meaning, because, you know, with a kid, obviously, when the baby's born, you're missing sleep. However, if you're like a freaking rock and roll country band, you're probably not sleeping a lot after the show. Like, you guys used to go a lot harder.
We used to go a lot harder.
Yeah.
We've unhardened ourselves.
Yeah, I think age does that a little bit. And so a few things I wanted to do with you guys, and if you don't mind, I'd like to get to one of the new songs first, and we can talk again afterward. But you guys put out No News. You have Summer, but there is not an album yet that I know of. Are you guys talking about putting out, or is it just a different world now? You're just putting out singles.
Well, both. We have an album that we finished, and we're just kind of been rolling out songs from the album, and then the album's called The Outside, and it should drop this summer.
Okay, so I didn't miss it. I was worried. I was like,
no, huh? You're right on. But it's
like
a new world.
President of the fan club, and I was like, I missed the album?
Yeah.
Okay, A Thousand Horses is here. So which would you like to perform first?
We're going to play No News first.
Okay, No News. It's a song that we featured on the National Countdown show. I thought it was really good. A Thousand Horses is here. One, two, three, four. All five of them. The drummer's even got the Eddie, the little broomstick sticks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones that he doesn't hit so hard.
Like, would you mind hitting the drumsticks? See? That's not a full pound.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is that called?
Just brushes.
A brush, of course.
And also the jazz players, they like to
He paints.
Oh, yeah. What if you paint? Painting. Can we hear a paint? That's pretty good. Oh, dude. All right, here they are. A Thousand Horses with No News. Great job. The bass sounds awesome.
Oh man, thank you so much.
Are you just better than the rest of them? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Your mix
it's
is so good.
It's a matter of opinion there,
no, I'm just kidding. If I didn't know everybody, I wouldn't have made that joke. I wouldn't have made the joke. We're gonna hang out with these guys for a bit, but I do want to talk about the tour. They start March 21st in Madison, Wisconsin. A lot of the places our show airs: St. Paul, Minnesota, on the 22nd, Omaha on the 23rd, all through April, and we're rolling all the way through the end of April. And so, A Thousand Horses is here. We're gonna come back in just a second. We got more songs to play. Eddie, only if you want to continue. They can go home now. It's
what?
Up to you.
It's on me right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
How you feeling, man?
Lunchbox. Do you
turn your
leave?
Chair around.
What?
Deal or no
home?
Deal.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Lunchbox wants to go home. We should go home.
What do you think the song was that they just played? What was it called?
Some of Horses.
No, that's their man. Name.
That's their name.
No, he was wordling, dude.
He doesn't watch or pay attention to a single performance. It's wild. He doesn't care about music. It's not you guys.
Yeah. It's everyone. It's
no, no.
Everyone.
He doesn't like music. He's the only person I've ever met that doesn't have like an affinity for general music. Do you know anybody that doesn't love at least a kind of music, Michael?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And when he runs, you know what he listens to? Nothing.
I do get that.
Okay, I do the same thing.
I run.
You're partial psychos, but he's full psycho. Like, it doesn't matter if it's Keith Urban. It doesn't matter who. He just checks out and does a Wordle, and then we'll check in and be like, "What do you think about that?" And he'd be like, "What?" Like, so he missed.
I heard
joy.
The bass was good.
Yeah.
Do you that's Wordle? Right. Do you Wordle and run? Do you Wordle and run?
No, but I'll be honest. I don't even know which one the bass. Like, what?
Which one do you think the bass is?
The guy in the yellow hat.
And what do you think the and what do you think the bass does?
Adam, you've always wanted to be a bass player.
Plays guitar.
Yeah. So you think it's a version? Like, what do you mean? Like, explain.
I don't know. Like when people are like, "Oh, I play bass," I'm like, "Oh, well, so you play guitar."
But what do you think that means? Is it a?
And they play guitar. That's it.
Is
I don't
a
know.
Normal, like a style of normal guitar.
How many strings are on a bass?
For example, would I don't you know play,
how, this is kind of a trick question about how many strings are on a bass.
Yeah.
Well, hey, would you play?
Well, I just found out that
the person who Lunchbox thinks plays the bass. Would you just strum some chords? Does that sound bassy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what bass is.
He doesn't know.
This is amazing.
Let's try
this
another
can't
one.
Be real.
Would you mind strumming a few chords? Okay.
Well, they sound similar.
Okay. Would you mind hitting a few things?
Okay. So that guy's gonna be.
That's
bass.
The bass. Yeah.
Why?
Bass
why?
Peeper.
He's got
yeah.
it.
Bass tone.
Drum.
No, it's baritone.
Yeah. So that's what we're. Don't be offended. That's what we're working with there.
Yeah. Hey.
And this is real. 100%.
Yeah. But when you ask me about the strings, I just learned that a guitar. Is it what that's what they call a six string?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Wait, you just learned that?
Yeah.
So the song, "I got my first real six string."
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. And I think it was an easy trivia, and I think I missed it. And that's when I
what did you think he got when you heard that song?
A six string. What'd you think?
I didn't know what that meant. I was like, "Oh, cool. He got a six string." I thought it was a gun.
Six pieces of string.
So a six shooter would be a gun.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which means what? What do you think six shooter means?
A gun.
No, but what's the six?
Bullets.
Like yeah. a chamber?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Thousand Horses is here. Sorry, guys. We got sidetracked. This guy,
perfect. I love it.
We will come back in a second. Follow them, A1000Horses on Instagram. Hold.
Oh.
1000horses.com and all the tour dates. We're going to come back in a second. You can save your question.
Okay.
Because I think there are audience members who have the same questions. I just think it's weird. By this point, it's not even weird to me that you don't really care about music at all.
No, but I've got a real good shot of getting the Wordle in two.
Ooh.
Okay, you let us know if you got that. We'll come back in a second.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
1,000 horses.
Do you guys care if people write 1,000 the numbers than horses? Because that's not your name.
No.
But it's like, what hurts the most? Rascal Flatts.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like the Rascal Flatts.
The Flatts, yeah.
I've never heard anybody call them the Rascal Flatts.
Oh, we used to all the time. Just because really? We're idiots. We'd be like, the Rascal Flatts. So is it an, or 21 Pilots? Like, it's totally spelled out.
Yeah.
If someone writes 1,000 horses, are you like, we're out of here, we cancel the show?
I feel like we used to be bent out of shape about that. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Just kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, eventually you get used to it.
Yeah.
I don't dig it, though, no.
When you're a number
the
band.
The answer is no, I don't like it.
You're in for it.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what is your question for these guys? You had one, but we held you.
Yeah, so that guy picked up a new guitar. It was sitting over there. So is
Which
that a
guy?
Bass?
Which guy?
I don't know that guy's name.
Oh, man.
It's Bill.
I'm Bill.
No. Bill.
Have you not played? You don't. I think you've hung out with them, and you just don't realize it's them.
No, I used to think I saw Michael Moe in his yard, but it wasn't him. It was a yard guy.
that's weird.
Also true.
The dude would wear jeans.
He would be running with no music.
Yeah,
and I'd run by his house.
And you thought that was, did it look like him?
It was a tall guy, you know, and as you're running, you just look over across the street and like, oh, he's mowing his yard. And then Caroline told me.
But it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
Got it.
Definitely.
Okay. She was like, he just.
I will, though. I like mowing grass.
Yeah, but she was just like, yeah, it's not him.
And Bill,
like,
wait, what do you have there?
So is that a bass? Because it looks like that guitar.
Well, this is actually like, this is a new Fender that they came up with. It's called an Acoustasonic, and it's like a hybrid acoustic electric.
But it's not a bass.
Not a bass.
It's like a mixture of an electric guitar and the one the guy's playing back there.
So like.
Okay.
If I'm playing slide, it sounds better than like,
okay,
to me than that.
Slide.
And so Graham has a bass.
Yes.
Oh, that's his name's Graham?
Hey. Like, guys, this is Lunchbox.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
I swear to all of you, he's met every one of you.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple
have
times.
I? No.
Yes, and you just don't even know.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, well.
Maybe once.
That's showbiz. 1,000 Horses is here. Rough. Hey, what does it mean? I know you guys started your own record label. Does that cost money? Like, what's up with that?
Well, yeah.
I'd like to start a couple myself. Yeah.
It costs as little as much as you want it to.
Yeah, you know? It's kind of up to you. It's like your own business, so whatever you want to put in.
So what have you been able to do as your own bosses?
Honestly, just being able to release music when we want to and as frequent as we want to. You know, not a lot of red tape when these guys are the guys I got to talk to about it.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it because, you know, when you a lot of times, we don't have to ask anybody permission anymore. We have to go sit around a conference room and, you know, get
I hate those conference rooms.
12 people
I hate permission.
A song, you know, we can write it, record it when we want, put it out directly to the fans.
Which is,
you know, why we started a band in the first place was just because we loved making music. So it simplifies some things.
1,000 Horses here. You go check out the tour dates at 1000horses.com. But would you guys do Summer, if that's cool? Because I like that song. That song just came out a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep.
Like, not this last Friday, the last Friday.
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah. Here they are, 1,000 Horses with their new song, Summer. So is anybody married to Summer?
No.
See, I just feel like that'd be a tricky thing to go back home with.
Right.
Because somebody's going to have to go, well, it was Graham's idea about Summer. Even though, or you go, it's a fake person, and then it's probably not even believable to you. Why? I don't know. I just feel like that's tricky.
There's a lot of details for it not to be
right.
a real story.
So somebody like has to take ownership, even if it's somebody like you create a fourth fake writer, a fifth fake, or whomever.
Yeah.
Like, no, Trent came in and had the girl Summer.
She's out there.
Yeah, so who's Summer?
Summer's... You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know my wife.
Because as I was hearing
she loves that song.
Yeah. As I was hearing it, I was like, that's got to be a different one to explain.
Yeah, I thought the same
Unless
thing.
You just don't take the blame. Like, you know, I was in on it to help write it, but, you know, it was Marty. What was Marty? You don't know him.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what's your question?
Yeah, I got a question. So, did you have to talk to Robert O'Keen about that line?
Which one?
The
road goes on forever?
The road goes on forever. Yeah, well, we changed it.
I know you changed it.
But you don't own a line. And that's also
I don't know.
Phrase.
Well, Vanilla Ice got in trouble, so I'm
Mr.
just trying
Keen.
To...
Now, yeah. If you would have said, and the party never ends, that
then
that's,
yeah. Right. Now
we're in his territory.
There's a gray area right there.
Got it. Yeah, just checking.
I'll never sing it the same again now that you told me that.
Well, I mean, you obviously know the song, so... Yeah.
When they sing Stairway to Heaven, it's a different version altogether.
Yeah.
Right.
Different heaven.
Yeah. It's a different.
Different staircase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I don't know. You guys always tell me that...
Twist and Shout. It's just not the same. It's a whole different song.
I don't know the rules. I'm just saying I heard it, and I was like, uh-oh, we got Vanilla Ice on our hands here.
Yeah.
Boom, doo, 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 doo.
See? Right?
Do we need to?
I don't feel like, well, the difference is one, that's a common phrase anyway.
Okay.
I think he just wants to prove to you that he listened to the song.
Oh,
you know what? Hey, I appreciate that. He was in. I mean, that second verse stuff. He was really in it.
He was.
Yeah.
Unless he just came out for air during the second verse.
Yeah.
I heard that line. And I was like, oh, they're going to go into the.
Did you get the Wordling too?
I haven't taken a second guess yet, man, because I'm stuck.
By what, though?
Well, because I have two letters in the right spot and a third letter not in the right spot, but it's in the word.
And I've never done a Wordle. Do you guys Wordle?
No.
I've Wordled before.
You do Wordle?
Yeah.
And so I think the H is what it begins with, because I don't know anything that ends in A-H-E. So that's a weird...
Apache.
A what?
P-A-C-H-E. It's only five.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to come up with...
Okay, well, you work on that. We're going to do some more music over here, though, okay?
Okay.
Apache.
I was
going with that.
I think that's... So wait,
yeah, and I just got to say...
What are the last three letters?
Yeah, what is it?
I was just trying to be nice. No, I don't want you to Google, because you can't Google.
I don't have a computer. I'm just going to write it. I got a pen.
Well, I don't know what the last three letters are.
H-E.
I think, because I guessed Chase on the first letter, the first word.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the H is right, but it's in the wrong spot. The A is right and in the right spot. The S is not in it.
Okay,
the
I've
E.
Lost.
No,
I'm explaining that.
It's a lot. You totally screws me up.
Get my eyes on it.
But I do want to say, I mean, you guys did a great job. Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
You guys go ahead and retune.
Great job.
Go ahead and retune and let him do his Wordle.
I'm being...
Now I'm curious what the word is.
I know.
You got me interested now.
It's a lot of pressure to get
but
it.
But A-H-E is not going to be it.
That's right. So H is going to start the word.
That's going to be horses.
Oh.
How crazy would that be?
If it was horses, that'd be great.
It's only five letters.
Horse. H-O-R-S-E.
Horse. Is it horse.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Because S is not in the word.
He explained it. I still can't see it.
Yeah. So there's no S.
Right.
It starts with an H.
I think it starts with
What's it end with again?
E.
Oh, nailed it. Just narrowed it down.
H. But we're guessing it's H.
Yeah, blank.
Where's the A?
Is there a T?
A is right. Is the third letter.
Okay. So it could be L-E. A-L-E would be L. So.
Hathel? No.
So the only letters that would work in between that would be L. Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go to commercial. I'll get it. I'll figure it out.
You won't.
I will. Dude, I Wordle for a living.
No, you don't. We're not even going to commercial. They're going to play another song.
Oh, all right. Well,
you work on that while we do
this
song. You guys good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how it is every performance. If we ever go to him for the Wordle, which we do sometimes, he kind of takes over.
I'm invested.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a fun game, man.
Take a shot, though, before the song's over.
I know, but... You know how cool it is if you get it in two?
I know, but...
It's like in the little Wordle bot will go, unbelievable or impressive.
Do you get more points if you get it in two?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what we're figuring out is Michael's a big Wordle guy.
Hey, Michael, he Wordles?
Well, yeah.
Hey, Grant.
Wordle denial?
I got Wordle on my phone, man.
Do you play it every day?
No, not every day.
Graham, were you I was a Cub Scout.
I'm not very good.
Yes.
Did you move up? Did we Eagle Scout?
I did. I went all through Boy Scouts and got my Eagle Scout.
Wow.
So that's really cool, because I did a show called Breaking Bobby Bones and I couldn't tie a knot to save my life. So if you had to tie a knot to save your life, could you?
Yes, definitely.
A really good one.
Yeah.
And what do you, as an Eagle Scout, like what do you feel like you took from that mostly?
Man, I think leadership is probably the biggest thing that I took from the overall experience.
And how do you think being an Eagle Scout affects you in a band where you have to be very collaborative and there's leadership involved? However, sometimes you got to be the guy that takes the leadership. Sometimes you got to be the guy that gives it.
I think that, part of leadership is knowing when to not be like, I'm doing this, and then part of it is you know when to step up. And I also think that just like we've been a band for a long time. Commitment is a big part of it. Like you just got to stay the course and keep doing the work to get it done. And I think that's kind of like... Yeah.
Have you guys done any band therapy, Michael?
Any band therapy?
Yeah, have you guys ever been to like therapy together?
We have not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We've just figured out how to work it out on our own.
Classic.
Which maybe not be the healthiest, but we get along.
We need a professional.
If you figure
we grew
it
up
out.
Together, you know?
And you two went to high school together.
Yeah, right? Middle school and high school. And then Graham's his cousin, Bill's cousin. So I've known Graham since I've known Bill.
Yeah, Graham and I were born 2 weeks apart. So, we're kind of more like brothers.
We're ready to take a guess.
Oh, my God. Dude, we're in the middle of an interview. Oh, my God. Hold off.
This is exciting.
We'll take a guess in a minute. No, I know.
I haven't hit enter yet. You can guys be a part of history.
Let me talk to them about their lives real quick.
All right. What were you guys talking about?
Now, well, so they were middle school together.
Who were?
Michael.
Who were?
And Bill and I.
That's pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what Bill kind of looks like?
Who's that?
He looks like a comedian guy. Cool.
He's had too much.
I think I've had him on here.
Did you jump in?
You want to say Matt Rife? Yeah.
I don't know his name.
When were you guys? When did you guys decide you were going to, well, even goof around and play music together as kids? Because I'm sure that's where it started, right?
Yeah.
And when did you guys do that? What age?
I was in the eighth grade, and I think Michael was in the ninth
grade. So I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, you hung out with the younger kids? Ooh.
Yeah. Well, he was the only guy in the music shop in town.
Yeah, we met in the music store, and we tried.
We had one music store.
Bill, lean on the microphone
a little bit more. Sorry. We tried forever to, like, get all of our friends to learn drums or bass or whatever so we could form a band, and we were the only two. You know, we were super committed from teenagers. Like, that's what we're going to do with our lives. We're going to be in a band.
And so did you both play guitar? Like, yeah. Is that what you did? You sat around and played guitar? Did you ever write songs as kids?
We did.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they good considering you were that young? Not saying were they good now, but if you look back, you're not so embarrassed by them.
I think Michael's are pretty good. Mine are terrible. But yeah. I think Michael's are pretty good, and I still
For
think they're
14?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, if you heard them, you'd be like, damn.
That's my point. I don't think I'm going to hear them and give it a Grammy, but when I go, oh, 14, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When did you start writing songs? What age did you start writing anything?
Around that age, I was told to write your own songs, don't learn other songs.
Who told you that?
My cousin from the Black Crowes, when we met, he said, here's some advice, write your own songs, don't learn cover songs. And so I was like, okay. So I started trying to figure it out, took a guitar lesson, learned GCD, and then just made a bunch of noise till it sounded right.
And what about you two? When was the first time that you performed? And maybe at this point, Graham was part of the band too. When did you guys perform publicly for the first time?
Oh man!
And did you have a name?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have a name.
We did have a name.
So our first show.
This may be your Wordle.
Yeah.
No, I think I got it, guys.
Okay, we'll get to you. Go ahead.
Our first show was, I think it was 3 days after my 16th birthday. I remember, and it was a battle of the bands, and we won.
Just you two?
No, we had some other guys that played with us, some older guys.
And you won?
Yeah, we won. It was like sponsored by the local rock station.
93.5.
Cool. Yeah.
Right?
Where was that?
Columbia.
Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah. And we won $1,000. Yeah. And so we were like.
And we could record 3 songs at this studio in Columbia.
And $1,000?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, and we were
it was
like,
a big deal.
It's a big win.
We're like, we're pretty good at this. This is easy.
Yeah. And so what was the band called then? What did you introduce yourselves as?
Sterling Y. Was the band name.
And why was it Sterling Y?
I don't know why.
We're still looking for
looking for that.
Yeah.
I think we needed
a
name.
Did you know a Sterling? Was like the mailbox guy or something? Like,
no. I wish I had a cooler story for it besides just teenage kids coming up with a band name.
And then was it, we're good and we're going to keep doing this. Was that what it felt like after you won?
Yeah, it was like, we got this figured out. So we were playing 15, regionally.
15 years old with $1,000? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I was ready to move away.
And what about the songs you recorded, though? Do you still have them?
Somewhere, yeah. I bet you my older brother has them because he's got everything.
I think I have that original Sterling Y CD.
Man,
somewhere.
We should. Yeah,
yeah. We need to get it out and play it. Yeah.
So, Graham, you're Bill's cousin.
Yep.
When did you come along?
Kind of like towards the end of middle school, high school. I started spending all my summers up in Newberry, where these fellas are from, and we were kind of like, this is a thing, right? Like we're gonna do this because I was playing music and had my own band in the town that I was from, and. We're like, we're going to do this, though, right? This feels right.
Since you were third, though, did they make you play the bass since they already had
you
guitars?
You know, I kind of started out. I took a couple of my brother's guitar lessons and then ended up kind of gravitating towards the bass. So I was playing bass in my band back home.
Older brother?
Older brother,
so you got doubled then because most younger brothers are forced to play the bass if their older brother plays guitar.
Right.
Because they need a bass player. And then you jumped in late. You're naturally a great bass player because naturally you're the younger brother and the third in.
I got all the things just lined up right
there. Wow. Yeah. Do you play piano, too?
A little bit. Mom's a great piano
But people
player.
That say that actually play piano. It's like, do you play golf? A little bit, I'm okay.
They're always good.
But if anybody's like, I'm a really good golfer, you're like, no, you're not. No good golfer would ever say that.
No good golfer says that.
All right, let's go. If you guys don't mind, let's play Smoke, which went number one. Massive song for you guys. We'll play the song, and then we're going to do the Wordle after the song.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out what the guy looks like.
Isn't it? Like worthless conversation when someone goes, man, you look like my cousin. And you're like, I don't know your cousin. Exactly. Why does that matter to me?
Oh, gosh. Okay. He was in a movie.
Okay. Anyway.
I think I know. Is it an older guy?
I don't know. It was like, he like.
It doesn't matter. I'm not.
He
call
like had a
trap.
Sweater on.
Michael, you went to
front.
Him. Don't go to the well. Don't
okay,
go to the well.
I'm sorry.
Let the wells exist over there. All right. Here's 1,000 horses. And here is Smoke.
All right.
Nice job. Woo. 1,000 horses. Yeah. A couple things. First of all, you guys check out. At 1,000 horses and go follow them on social media. They doing all these shows up till the end of April, which you can find all the tour dates there as well. They got the new song Summer, which just came out, which we played earlier. You can watch all these performances on our YouTube channel. And then finally, before we say goodbye, Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's Jason Schwartzman. That's who that guy looks like.
I've heard that.
I thought you meant the world.
Oh.
I was like, well, I'm really committed to that. Golly.
I mean, I had to search. I knew he was on a movie cover, so I had to Google movies of the 90s and figure out who he was.
Okay, thanks, man.
Now, Wordle.
That's real good. Okay, Wordle. And so what do you think it is?
I put heave.
Heave.
H-E-A-V-E as my second guess. I'm about to hit enter and find out.
Wait. H-E-A-V-E.
V-E.
What does that mean?
That means throw something.
Like heave.
Did you cheat heaving to get this, or you just feel good about it?
No, I don't know how to cheat.
Okay.
I'm right, about to hit enter.
Here we go.
Let's see.
Go.
Boom, boom, boom!
Hey!
Magnificent! Magnificent!
You got it.
Yeah!
Wow, dude.
You got it.
That's pretty cool to see, Bones.
That is
guys, we just
awesome
had a great performance of three songs, and you guys are...
Oh, my goodness. The average... 4.3 guesses. Me, 2. I'm way above average. Skill, 99% level.
Okay, I'm glad you can make this all about you.
Their performance was amazing. It contributed. Their music by osmosis got in my brain.
Solve the Wordle.
What do you think osmosis is?
It comes to you. Like I've heard people say that.
Okay.
Like they're in the same room with you, so you learn it.
Osmosis.
Yeah, being around it. Touching. Yeah, sure. Mm. We'll go with that.
Man, let's see. Wow. Right. Here's what's crazy, guys.
What's crazy is
after my first guess,
oh my God,
there was only one word left possible out of the whole dictionary.
And you got it.
Out of all the words in the world.
1000horses.com. Okay. They'll do Wordle live on stage. If they anything you want to say to the Lunchbox? To them. It's about them.
Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Tour dates, March. They start March 21st all the way to the end of April. 1000horses.com. And you guys be sure to check out their new stuff, Summer, and No News, and an album hopefully coming soon, which you guys are working on. You have it. Good to see you guys.
Lunchbox. And I learned two people's new names.
Okay, what's his name over there?
Graham.
And what's he play?
Bass.
Good.
Hey, got it.
Lead singer's name?
Michael.
And what's he play?
Singer.
Okay.
I don't think he plays anything.
Okay. Well, right now he's not. He's singing. And so over here?
That's Bill.
And he plays?
Or Jason Schwartzman.
And he plays?
A hybrid.
Well, this is a guitar.
Bill Schwartzman.
You didn't listen, though.
Bill Schwartzman.
Hey, I got it.
Okay.
Other two guys, what's up?
What's up? All right. 1000 horses, thank you. Good to see you guys. Thanks.
Good to see you, man.
Thank you. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, let's go and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Does your mom have a favorite child? One in four mothers admit it's true. So you know there's probably another, I don't know, few that are online that feel it. Yeah. The survey also revealed the key ways people can figure out if they're their mom's number one, including always being the one she talks to about and talks about to other friends and making more of an effort on their birthdays than the other siblings.
Yeah, my brother and sister say that I'm the favorite. To her.
Do you feel like you're the favorite?
I used to be, I think, but now that I live here in Tennessee, I think that my sister's probably the favorite now.
Because she's close proximity?
Yeah, and they hang out all the time.
Lunchbox, you your
favorite. Most successful.
Oh.
Bring most of the family.
I don't know, your sister's pretty successful.
Yeah, she's a nurse, but she's not as successful as me. It's a tough word.
But success in what way? Like, she's actually saving people's lives.
I am too. We get people all the time to call in and say, you got me through a rough time.
All the time?
Yeah. Like, I met some lady a couple weeks ago. We got her through the time her husband got arrested in India. And she found our radio show, and she was like, all I could do was cry, but then I found you guys, and for 7.5 months, I just listened to you guys, and then my husband came home.
While he was locked up in Mumbai or what?
Yeah, because he was spreading the word of the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Now, don't fall for his trick.
No, I am.
That sucks. No, yes, but don't fall for it, because I'm not comparing him to a nurse.
Wow, man.
Don't fall for his trick.
And we helped her for 7 years? Okay.
Seven and a half months.
Oh, 7 months.
Okay. Yeah, but my sister does great work.
Yes.
My brother... he works in an office.
See, there's no need to even go after him there.
Slams his brother.
No, we just moved on.
No, I'm saying he works in an office. Yeah. He does great.
Other signs include moms keeping more photos of favorite kid on display, using their favorite son or daughter's birthday for passwords.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
That's from Moonpig Survey. Top couples' complaints. When asked to rate their top relationship irritants, men and women give strikingly different answers. What is, and I'll just ask you guys, what is your biggest complaint?
I don't really have one. Do you have one, Lunch?
The nagging.
Okay, he went quick.
Yeah, nagging.
Quick. Eddie's at least acting like he's got to think about his for a little bit.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, it's just like, oh, did you do this? Oh, no, I forgot I'll do that in a minute. And then 10 minutes later, hey, did you do this? No, I'm still eating my lunch. I'll do it in a minute. Like, it's like, okay, stop. Like, I didn't forget this time.
I think ours is temperature related. Like, it's not even that I like it cold, but she gets so cold so quick that she's always freezing. She's like, I'm just so cold.
I got another one.
We'll put on a coat. You have another one?
Of course he does.
Go ahead.
Oh, my wife waits till about 4 o'clock. And she's like, what should we do for dinner? Really, it's 4 o'clock. We should already have had this decided like at like 1 o'clock.
What time are you going to eat?
Yeah, sometimes we don't, but we don't have kids.
We have kids that are 2, 4, and 5. We eat at 5, 5:15.
Okay.
And I'm like,
yeah, that's pushing it.
That drives me up a wall.
All right, I got one.
Go ahead.
Just one?
I'm glad. Hey, it took you a long time to think of it.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, she takes everything out to cook, right, and makes a mess out of the kitchen just to clean it up later. I'm like, why not just put stuff away
as you're doing it?
And it's just a huge mess. And then she's like, I'm going to clean it up anyway, right? But the kitchen's a mess all day.
What about this? Let's switch it up. What is your wife's biggest complaint about you?
Yeesh, I don't know.
I can't think of one.
And none of those?
You?
A lot. I mean, yeah. I'm not the easiest to live with. I mean, probably... I priority work a lot of times.
Sure, that's
I mean, that's a big one. I'm trying to be better at it.
Video games at all?
Priority video games. Yeah. I'm trying to be better at that.
Yeah.
I like to, and this is just because my wife and I are both allergic to
to our dogs, we found out, through doing allergy shots. But I like to get on the ground and roll around with them and then not clean it off and just get in the bed.
Oh, yeah, she didn't like
no,
that.
No, 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 I mean, she doesn't like that at all. Like that. I think she wants to kill me sometimes when I do that. I just forget. But I like get on the red, oh, no, will you? And I'm as soon as I walk in the house from work, I'll be like, where are my friends? And they come running, right?
Oh, that's cool.
That's my thing. Where are my friends? They come running, and sometimes I get on the ground, roll with them, and then I just run and plump, pop on the bed. And she's like, did you do Where Are My Friends?
You're like, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
There's a lot for me.
I'm too nice to her.
Oh, too great of a husband.
Nice. Yeah, because she's like, man, it just seems like it's so fake because you're so nice all the time. And I'm like, well, that's just
how I am. And you do talk to her like this. And you're just probably way good looking.
Yeah, she does not like.
Too much sex appeal.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere we go, women are, woo, catcalling. She's like, man, it's just so hard being with you.
And she's like, you just handle that so well. You don't even
turn your head.
Yeah. Good for you, man. That's from Psychology Today. What does a hairstyle say about a woman? And here's the thing about this. I just feel like this is bullcrap because it's only positive things. For example, fashion experts say it is very telling about a woman, her personality, if you look at her hairstyle. A woman with curly hair is seen as optimistic and usually very positive.
Oh.
Wavy-haired women, approachable and warm. If her hair is short, she's projecting confidence and creativity. Women with straight hair are seen as rich and worldly. I don't see a dang thing about negative things.
Yeah.
That means everybody with hair is awesome.
I thought, like, that's just how your hair is. Like, do girls have to curl their hair?
Yeah, yes, or straighten it, or cut it, or, yeah. It's, you don't have a lot of hair, so experience with it.
I know, I don't know anything about hair, really.
Morgan, what would you say to his answer?
Yes, we have first to question. Style it, Eddie. But yes, we do have natural, like some people can have natural straight hair, natural curly hair, but we still typically style it.
But do girls curl their hair?
Yeah, like question. I curl my hair every morning. My curly natural hair is crazy. So I have to style it and curl it, make it better. When I say style it, that means curl, blow dry, do the whole thing.
That's Morgan, I'm looking at you right now. I got a question.
Yeah.
Is your hair naturally not blonde?
When I was born, yes. As I got older, I got more like darker blonde.
But still darker blonde.
I had like white blonde
Ray,
hair.
Why did you ask that? Ray, why'd you laugh so hard? Sorry.
Just because it was
a weird question.
Weird question.
Why would you ask that?
Well, yeah, but I dye it.
Because I'm looking at the top of their head and I see some black hair.
Those are the roots. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not. It's not. I didn't know that it was.
How'd you wordle?
Easy, buddy.
Sounds good.
No, I'm saying I didn't know it was.
First impressions by Ann Demarius with that. No, that's a good question. We're just we're not going to stay with it a long time.
I just saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe her hair's really black.
Yes, as you get older, your hair gets darker. That's what happens.
I didn't know that.
Unless you're.
White hair.
Eddie.
Yeah, you or get red white hair and you lose your hair. Yeah.
Your hair is just tan, you know?
Just like me.
All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Not really someone that posts reviews. Even if things don't go right, I just kind of go, well, maybe they're having a bad day, generally. But I had an Amazon order sent to my house yesterday.
Oh, all right.
And it said delivered. And it wasn't delivered. I didn't see it anywhere. And so I went into my app, and I looked for it, and it said, yeah, delivered. Here's a picture of it. And they just threw it, like, in the ditch in front of the house.
Oh. Yeah, that's not cool.
But do I need to review it?
Yes.
That we get a different Amazon person every day.
But they know which Amazon driver came to your house that time.
What would you say if you were me then? Because maybe it was an accident. Maybe it, like, fell out of their hand.
Or it blew into the ditch.
It wasn't because it's pretty heavy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So if it fell out of their hand, they would pick it up and put it where it's supposed to go.
Maybe their hand, it was a prosthetic hand, they didn't have feeling in it.
Oh, right, right, right.
Seems to me like it was a drive-by, toss out the door and drive.
Maybe.
Okay, so when you say review, like, how are you going to review it? Like, are you
going to... Well, it's like, leave feedback, just generally. I always feel like, too, like, maybe I'm just too lazy to do it. Like, but I just saw the... I was like, where is it? I know it was delivered. It said it was delivered. And then I saw the picture. They take a picture of it. Also, if you're them, why would you take that picture?
Yeah.
Why would you just not... Go, oh, the picture wouldn't load. Because you threw it in the ditch. Just don't put a picture up of the bad job that you did.
I've thought about it. I think you need to review it.
You do.
You need to review this, dude. Send a review in. Tell them that you were not satisfied with what happened. And let's see what happens. See what you get.
What I would get, here's the good and the bad. What I would get probably is nothing. And somebody who maybe was having a bad day gets penalized and maybe... It's strike three and they lose their job.
Yeah, but let's say they have a bad day every day.
I hear
and,
you. And if and it also
if every person
service,
says, I hear you. Oh, I'm not going to review because they're having a bad day. Well, sorry.
And we need accountability in this
That's
world.
That's right, we do.
So people
from you two, hilarious to hear.
Why? Why? We're never held accountable?
You just don't want to be held accountable.
Right.
I'd prefer not to be.
Right. That's my point.
I'm just saying.
Man. I think you need to let them know.
Well, that's what I'm... I'm not even dealing with it. It's not that big of an issue.
What did your wife say?
Nothing. It was my. I didn't tell her because it was football card holders, for cards I'm going to send off to get authenticated.
That's why you're upset.
Well, no, I was just looking for it. But I'm not going to be like, have you seen my little football card holders? Because she's already like, you have so much, like, come into that. Because I've been, you know. Oh, let me ask you guys this question. Morgan, I would like to ask you this question, too.
Okay.
Because this is mostly possibly a generational thing. I'm doing this series, this kind of digital docuseries on sports memorabilia, cards, the breaks that I do. It's this crazy culture. And I want to name this is what I want to name the series because we've already started shooting it. I want to name the series, I saw the sign. I saw the in block letters and then sign is like a sign, like cursive.
Yeah.
And in parentheses, because I saw the sign, a series about sports memorabilia, not Ace of Base.
Yeah. Because that's the first thing I thought
of. Does that make sense to you, Morgan?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come
on.
So
I saw the sign.
Okay.
Opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. So it would be called I Saw the Sign. But it's about sign stuff. But it says I Saw the Sign, parentheses, a series about signed sports memorabilia, not Ace of Base.
Because Ace of Base sings that song.
Got it. I thought it was from Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
That's wow. funny, too.
Yeah. That's or what Pitch I know Perfect. From.
Yeah. Because I thought it was pretty clever when I came up with it, but then I started to think it just might be lost on folks.
And it's really long, too.
It is really
but
long.
But the title is I Saw the Sign. That's the name
of
the series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like the first book that I wrote. It was called Bare Bones. And the sub is I'm Not Lonely if you're reading this book. You don't say the sub the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I like it, dude.
I like it, too.
I like it because I know Ace of Base in the song.
I know.
And that's the first thing I thought of when you said I saw the sign.
And then it's like sign, like you signed something.
Yeah, man.
Like double.
But we're an older generation.
But maybe you just like leave it, I saw the sign, and then some people get it, and otherwise it's just a clever name to like people like me.
Like sign, yeah. Were you, Lunchbox, the one talking about Colin from Accounting?
Colin from Accounts, yes.
Yeah, we started watching it last night. It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
This conversation reminds me of that because it's a couple, and they have the same exact age difference as my wife and I, which is 11 years, almost 12 years, like 11 years, 9 months, and they're dating, and... There's a whole story as to why they date, but he says stuff and she's like, what? I don't even know what that is. And so to us, it's hilarious because really the only thing that we don't like have the same sensibilities about is pop culture.
Yeah.
Because I'll say stuff. I'll be like, I mean, it could be anything 90s related. She's like, I don't know what that is. But it's really funny. It's Australian.
Yeah.
So it's like a hybrid of American and British humor, it feels like. But yeah, it's so funny. It is on... Paramount Plus in 30-minute episodes, and they're starting season 2. I think that's about to come out, but we just started season 1.
Oh, season 2 is going to come out?
Yeah, my wife was like, we should watch Colin from Accounts. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh, Lunchbox talked about that show. She goes, well, I heard about it from a friend too, so we watched it. It's good. It's good.
Really funny.
94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you guys like it because it's like you two?
No, we like it because it's really funny.
Yeah, you laugh out loud.
It's like the British Office, kind of. You laugh out loud, but they're that relatability to us because... Or that,
yeah,
you know, a woman in Louisiana is suing after a contractor tears down her home by mistake.
How does this happen?
Oh man,
I don't get it.
They were supposed to take down the one next door. They didn't. That's wild to me. It's like a doctor doing the amputation on the wrong leg or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now Ernestine Smith is filing a lawsuit to get the cost of her home back. When the contractor came back to level the correct house, they were like generous, they thought, and offered her a couple $1,000 for her trouble. They knocked her whole house down. That's I'm looking crazy. At pictures of it.
Yes. Yeah, so what?
I mean,
what
WBRZ.
What does she do? Like, what is she doing?
She's
now?
Suing, but I don't know where she's living. Originally, the contractor said he tore down the right house, but then it seems he's been proven wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can figure that out.
You just come home and it's gone. I mean, once I drove up when I was living in a condo here downtown. It was always my dream to live downtown somewhere. And so I'd lived in this house, and some guy went and murdered his whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And I moved out. I was like, I'm out of here. And Mike D was at my house. We were working on some stuff, and I was gone. But I drove up, and I see Mike D standing outside at my condo with the dog, and there are fire trucks everywhere. And somebody had busted, like, a water main. And I lived on the top level, but they busted it above even mine. It flooded every unit. But I drove up, and I was like, what is happening? That sucks for whoever this is. Oh, my God. It's my place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, somebody's going through something. That's so, no. I see Mike soaking wet with my dog standing outside. Oh,
You know, I wonder too, like, how does that happen? Like, how do they get the addresses mixed up or whatever? But Uber, for some reason, never gets my house right.
This isn't Uber, though.
No,
Uber
I understand.
Doesn't have to, like, triple check before they demolish
something. Yeah, they should have, like, a wristband like you do at the hospital. They should put it on the house.
On,
like,
on the mailbox?
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
You're right. But it's just weird, though, that every time I get an Uber at my house, they're always parked two houses down. They're like, it's my app says it's right here.
I hear you, and that is frustrating.
So maybe it's the same software
as this
guy.
I don't think they need to use software. I think they should, like, triple check.
Yeah.
Pen and paper. If you got a sore throat, chug pickle juice.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it's like you're gonna be like, I can't wait to do it, but if it helps when you have a sore throat. When I have a sore throat, all I can think about is the good old days when I didn't have a sore throat.
It's everything when I'm sick.
Yeah, like I just, man, times used to be so good. Yeah. And it's like you think I should have really valued those times.
Yes,
it's like you're a 95 year old dude on a port swing with Werther's Original. No, I just got a sore throat, but I'm like, man, the good old days back when I just could breathe through my nose
and it doesn't hurt.
Yes. The next time you have a sore throat, try drinking or gargling first, then drinking pickle juice. The extreme high salt content can reduce inflammation and give you relief for 15 to 20 minutes, more so than some of the over-the-counter stuff that they have.
Do you guys like pickle juice? Like to drink?
It's really good.
I don't mind. I like pickles, and I don't mind. But I not to drink. I don't get to have a glass of it after work.
Oh, man, it's so good.
No, but when the jar of pickles is empty, you sip on it.
That's right.
It's so good.
That doesn't gross me out, but I don't think I've ever just had some, just been like, I'm going to chill out with some pickle juice.
I'll bring some tomorrow.
No, I'm good. What? I don't mind pickle juice. I like it. And what I didn't think I would like, the pickled snow cones.
Yeah, Piccadillys.
The Piccadillys.
Yeah, because it's pickle juice with like strawberries.
And you're like, there's no way that would be good.
It's delicious.
I just hop in and get one every day. There's a little snow cone stand near the house. Very much a Texas.
Yeah, Tex-Mex.
Mexico type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way. Shoot, I was their best customer.
Dude, we ate some of those every day.
I wanted to pick a punch card because I was there every day. But knocking down the house, not, that is... And then it sounds like by that news story, he then was like, no, this is the right one. No, trust me. She's like, no, I live there.
Yeah, I would know.
That's not the right one.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Laredo, Texas. A man showed up to the gas station about 1:40 a.m., walks in, goes to the beer cooler. Oh, they're locked. Because they cut off beer sales. Goes to the clerk, says, hey, I need you to open that. I need a 12-pack. Says, no, I can't do it. It's against the law. So he punches him in the face, goes out, gets in his truck.
No, it's never good when you go to the truck to come back.
I feel like he might.
Or he should have gone to the truck just to go home.
Yeah, no, he's coming back.
I got a feeling he's coming back.
What's he coming back with?
A gun.
Oh, I thought he was going to drive his truck into the building.
What do you got?
He drove his truck into the game.
And he got it.
Yes.
Good job.
Guess
you know, I'd rather that happen, though, because you go in with a gun, you could actually kill the guy behind the counter. You're driving it in. You're probably not going to hit the guy behind the counter.
I mean, he drove it all the way in. And, like, it's, like, barely in. He went all the way back to the beer coolers.
Oh, he was probably trying to open
it from the front door.
Wow, okay.
So not so bonehead, huh? Did he get his beer?
No, because him and the passenger were stuck in the truck.
The passenger was like, no, don't do this. Don't do this.
Police had to break the windows to get him out of the truck.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The story about this mom. Did you ever watch the show Weeds back in the day?
Yeah, no. Good show.
Where she was just a mom, like a wife, and she was selling weed. I mean, it was that's basically the story. Like living two lives, right?
Yes.
So this is not exactly the same, but kind of. You saw where she was running that crime ring?
There's this lady. She has like a $2.5 million house, husband, three kids. And they have a ring of people, women, all over the country stealing from certain stores. And they've stolen like millions of dollars of product.
Like $8 million worth of makeup.
And
wow.
They ship it to her and she sells it on Amazon.
Ulta, TJ Maxx, Walgreens. So
she'll recruit women. She pays them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I need this.
And they go,
they go to the store, steal it, mail it to her. She sells it on her Amazon store.
What?
Got raided by the feds. Her and her husband go to prison.
Michelle Mack, which is a funny name for someone robbing a makeup store.
Mack.
Mack Cosmetics.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know the name of cosmetics.
It'd be like her name was Michelle Maybelline.
Right.
Michelle Mack is accused of paying as many as 12 women for travel expenses, as well as providing them with a list of retail stores across the country to target, including 21 stores in counties across California, and then stockpiling all the stolen goods and then selling them on her Amazon storefront at a fraction of the price. This is from NBC San Diego. She's the ringleader. Again, nearly $8 million worth of makeup and other goods from the stores.
I mean, they were banking.
And she would text them, hey, do you have any more girls? Because we need more stuff. Like, have you got me anybody? Like,
yeah,
you get a recruitment bonus. and her husband would text back and forth about, okay, we got a lot of this, but we need more of this.
I can't believe they're putting it in writing. Like, if you're smart enough to organize this, why are you texting in writing?
That's why the mobsters always meet, like, in public.
Or they get on the phone, they're like, the canary flew the coop.
Yeah, they talk in code.
They don't even say. They had a name for their crime ring called the California Girls, which is the lamest name for a crime ring ever.
Awesome.
Mm. Wait.
Which is weird
he
because...
You said lamest, you said awesome.
Well, they need a better name than California Girls.
I like that they had a name.
Yeah, but they needed, like, you know, the makeup missies or something.
The foundation
Yeah, because they're
girls.
Not all in California.
Foundation females.
So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. So, well, they got caught. But you just wonder how many people are doing something like this and never get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine.
They got away with it forever.
You're on Amazon going, oh, that makeup's $10? Cheap. Ah, all stolen.
I would just think it was fake. Wouldn't you, Morgan? If you saw, like, really high-priced new makeup that's supposed to be, you know, whatever the highest quality is, and it's like $4.
Yeah, if it's like resale on Amazon, I'd be like, oh, this is probably not real.
Okay, well, that's it. I'm going to say that I'm going to the Arkansas basketball game tonight. Love for a win. Eddie's going.
I'm going with you.
Taking your son.
Yeah. I mean, I bought a bunch of tickets for all my family, but nobody can go. They got basketball practice.
And tickets for like, in general admission, only 75 cents.
Yeah, so I got 6 tickets, man, for $5. It was awesome.
But you guys are with us, right?
Yeah,
so you're just going to leave those $5 alone.
I mean, it's their general
come
admission.
Come sit with us, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe. No, yeah, it's the first round.
Should I scalp them outside?
For $3?
Maybe. It makes some money.
Mm. Anyway, we're going to the game tonight. I'll be on the Paul Feinbaum Show, which is a national radio show and also on SEC Network television, at like 5:30.
We're going to be on
the game.
That?
You got to...
It's just you? Okay.
I don't know. I can ask if you guys want to check that out. All right. Go Arkansas. Look for a win.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Look for us on TV, maybe. Don't look for Eddie on Feinbaum, though.
Because I won't be on there.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.